Good afternoon. High pressure that brought us a clear, chilly start to the day today is now drifting off the eastern seaboard. In response, we have a developing southerly wind flow, which could become gusty later on this afternoon. That southerly wind will help push temperatures back through the 40s and into the lower 50s on average for afternoon highs. Along with the milder air, the southerly breeze will also transport more moisture into the region, mainly in the form of high and mid-level clouds by the end of the day. A cold front will approach tonight, and skies will be mostly cloudy. We'll continue with that southerly wind flow, increasing to over 15 to 20 miles per hour, drawing in more moisture in the form of a few scattered showers by morning. Temperatures will only drop back into the 40s with that increasing wind. As the front approaches tomorrow, showers will be likely from time to time throughout the day. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy, breezy, and mild ahead of the front, with highs well up into the 50s and even near 60 in some spots. Rain showers will continue, maybe even bursts of rain tomorrow evening as that front punches through, followed by a leftover shower early Friday morning, especially in New England. That front will continue its progress through New England and off the coast during the day Friday, and will have a return to sunshine from west to east with a developing northwest wind on Friday afternoon. Cooler weather behind the front, but still nice with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. High pressure will build in on Friday evening, and Saturday will be dry, though sunshine will give way to increasing clouds through the day as the next system approaches from the Great Lakes. Saturday afternoon will make it into the upper 40s. A weak disturbance moving through the lakes will head through on Saturday night and early Sunday morning, perhaps dropping some light snow across the mountains and some snowflakes in the valleys. Breezy and much colder on Sunday afternoon with highs only near 40. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds staying in the 30s on Monday with a chilly northwest breeze before we begin a moderating trend with sunshine into the middle of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a strong cold front moving through the eastern half of the country will bring rain to the upper Midwest, Great Lakes, and Ohio Valley. Farther south, warm and unstable air will allow for thunderstorms to form along the Gulf Coast into the southern Ohio Valley. The Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, is forecasting a slight risk of severe thunderstorms today across portions of the Gulf Coast, with strong wind gusts the main risk. Additionally, heavy rain will be possible across the southeast, with 1 to as much as 4 inches of rain possible. The heaviest rain is forecast to fall in the southern Appalachians, where flood and flash flood watches have been issued. Meanwhile, an Alberta Clipper will move into the northern plains today. The system will bring heavy snow to the northern Rockies. Additionally, the strong pressure gradient associated with this system will produce strong and gusty winds across a wide area from the northern intermountain states to the northern plains. Winds will exceed 35 to 50 miles per hour, with gusts up to 60 miles per hour today and tonight. High wind warnings are in effect for these areas. And precipitation will increase once again across the Pacific Northwest later today as another low pressure system approaches. Rain will fall at lower elevations with snow across the higher terrain. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 91 degrees at Brownsville, Texas, to a low of 4 at Grand Canyon, Arizona, West Yellowstone, Montana, and Yellowstone Lake, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy in the mid-50s, Boston sunny in the upper 40s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy, windy, but mild, with highs in the lower 60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 47 degrees, the average low, 31. The record high, 71, set in 1928, and the record low, 10, in 1972. Sunrise this morning, 6:50 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:30 p.m., 9 hours and 40 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds later today with highs in the upper 40s. Increasing and thickening clouds tonight, breezy with a shower possible by morning and lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing and thickening clouds today with highs in the lower 50s. Cloudy and breezy with a few showers tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds today and breezy with highs in the lower 50s. cloudy with a few showers tonight, breezy with lows in the middle 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today, breezy with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Cloudy and breezy tonight with a few showers and drizzle and lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds later today with highs in the lower 50s, becoming breezy with increasing and thickening clouds tonight, a shower possible by morning with lows in the mid to upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, and mild with showers, upper 50s, a morning shower, especially in New England Friday, then increasing sun, breezy, cooler, lower 50s, sunshine giving way to some clouds Saturday, upper 40s, morning snow showers, then breezy and cold Sunday, near 40, a mix of sun and clouds, upper 30s Monday, and mostly sunny back into the 40s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.